Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So welcome back to the channel. I'm wearing this skeleton t-shirt because I hope Trump doesn't come out of prison until he is a skeleton. And the good news is it's even more likely now that that shall come to pass. So joyous tidings from across the ocean for the state of Georgia, to be more precise, because remember where you heard it first, just days ago I was saying this was going to happen, that Trump and 18 of his co-conspirators have been charged on allegation that they tried to falsify the result of the 2020 election when he lost the state of Georgia, when he lost the popular vote, when he lost the electoral college, and indeed he lost a majority of the states. So he's been charged with 13 more offenses, and one of them is racketeering and improper interference with the presidential election. So it's all to do with this leaked phone call he made to a senior electoral official in the state of Georgia when Donald J. Trump asked this man to find another 11,780 votes, give me a break, okay, as in to invent non-existent votes, or I suppose what it would suffice to be to invalidate valid votes for Joe Robinette Biden. Anyway, so there were already 78 charges against Trump. He's now up to 91 charges against him, 91. The guy is 77 years old and facing 91 charges. So more charges than his years of age. I have never heard of anyone who's faced anything even remotely approaching 91 charges and been acquitted of every single one. The chance to be acquitted of every single one is very low indeed. Now, of these 13 charges in Georgia, the minimum for any of them is 5 years, minimum, having pleaded not guilty. So if you plead guilty, they'll get it down a lot. Anybody between 5 and 20 years. So supposing he got 5 years, I mean, he'd be lucky to be released after 3 years. That's if he's convicted of one count. So he was already facing a maximum sentence of 641 years if convicted of all the 78 charges against him. But imagine he was had to serve even only 1% of that time, was convicted of only a few of the minor offenses. 6.5 years would take us well beyond not the 2024 election, the 2028 election indeed, and surely natural life. His life expectancy now, considering he's morbidly obese and he eats junk food, you think his life expectancy would be considerably lower, more like 70. But then again, he does have access to superb medical care. So you think that will bump him up to a life expectancy of about 80. He's got constant stress. He's under strain and things like that. So that would be a problem for him. One of my worries is he might be able to get away with on the basis he's unfit to stand trial, mentally unfit, having boasted about how sane he is. I mean, God, who needs to do about that? I think that's really self-defeating to do that. He might, you know, psychiatrists might say, well, you know, this guy is out of his tree. He's cuckoo, so he can't answer for his actions. So he was already facing charges about having falsified documentation in New York in relation to the hush money that he paid to Stormy Daniels. That's not her real name. And for all the Republican Bible bashers who are, oh, holier than thou and oh, so moral and no sex outside marriage. Why on earth would he pay money to a porn star if he wasn't having an adulterous affair with her? You know, funny enough, I've never paid her anything and I've never had any sort of relationship with her. Why would you pay it if there hadn't been something going on? What do they want to be quiet about his sexual liaison with her, which she later actually went public about that anyway. So pretending it was an electoral expense, about stealing classified documents from the White House, bringing them to his private residence at Mar-a-Lago when he's no longer president, and on and on and on. So all he has is just political arguments against it, just expectorating hatred and his off the walls, bonkers conspiracy theories. Witch hunt, witch hunt, witch hunt. Okay, witches aren't real. Donald Trump is. Electoral interference is real. Classified documents are real. Illegal payments to illegally pretending that hush money is an electoral expense, that is real. Okay, there's no legal argument here that this evidence doesn't exist or the evidence was hoaxed. Even Donald Trump doesn't pretend that one. And there were 18 people charged with him. You think that some of those might change sides, plea bargain, agree to turn evidence on the others, be a state witness in return for a much reduced sentence. And it's a delicious irony that one of those charged is Rudy Giuliani. He's charged under RICO because he's the one who wrote RICO half a century ago, the Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organizations Act. as a federal law, but about 30 states have got their own edition of it. And the one in Georgia is particularly laxly worded. So it's kind of a catch-all, and there are dozens of offences which could be RICO offences. So if you belong to any organisation, even an informal organisation, that is to do with racketeering, then you can be charged with that. So many people said it's too broad. People who have only a loose association with whatever thing which is not really an organisation can be pulled in and get lengthy prison sentences, and that's unjust. But anyway, that is the law, and Republicans, oh, they are so tough on law order, throw away the key. Very, very long sentences, decade sentences for just the most trifling misdemeanors. But when it's one of their own, they think rampant criminality is a-okay. He must never have to face the consequences for his many felonies. Anyway, so lots going down there, and Trump says he'll never surrender. Yeah, right. If you never did anything wrong, come on, you shouldn't have shown up at the police station. Don't let this to be arrested. And you shouldn't have gone to court. Nobody does. He was president, you know, after 2020, he was going to stay in the White House in January 2020 and 2021 till he didn't. OK, if you really are President Trump, why don't you order the military what to do? Because you're not president and they wouldn't obey you. I mean, if Biden is not the legitimate president, presumably it's treason and mutiny of the military to obey him. Why do you want the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department, and everyone else to do what, if you really are the president? And why didn't you show up to actually take the presidential oath again in 2021? So he is feeble, and he will change. He will, you know, he will surrender. And the other thing is, I thought he might actually throw the others under a bus. He might actually plead guilty and turn evidence on them rather than get the long reduced sentence. He's a man who demands blind loyalty, and indeed he receives a canine level of allegiance from many of his underlings. But despite their dog-like fealty to Trump, he will very happily betray them. He'll very happily sell them down the river. He doesn't care about them. Loyalty with him is strictly a one-way street. People for him are, you know, just tools to be picked up when he needed, you know, throw it aside when you don't need him any longer. So he's about use, abuse, exploit to the most. Anyway, so the jury pool is being selected in Fulton County, a county which is stronger for the Democrats. The thing is, you need like 12 out of 12 jurors to vote not guilty, and almost half the population of Georgia votes for the Republican Party. They're not necessarily all Trumpists, but there might be one Trumpist there who might vote not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, no matter how absolutely and utterly irrefragable the evidence is. But the crucial thing is, these are state charges, not federal charges. The president can charge can pardon anyone for federal crimes. And Trump contends that he could pardon himself if he was elected president next year. They might test the constitutionality of that in the Supreme Court. But even if it's correct, he has absolutely no legal power whatsoever to pardon someone for a state offense if convicted against the state law of Georgia. Can the governor of Georgia pardon people? Pass. I don't know anything about the law of Georgia, but there could be a Republican governor of Georgia who would do that for him. We shall see. So this is exceedingly bad news for them. So he could get up to a 20-year prison sentence. That's why I think some of them will turn against him. But the chair of the Republican Party is very much on his side in Georgia. Yeah. Okay. So so many charges against him. He's already spent something like $40 million on legal offenses, and the charges have not even, the trials haven't even started. So he's looking... You know, the trials are thought to start in roughly 9 months' time. Four different trials is going to be tens of millions of dollars of legal expenses. I think, you know, by the time of the last of these trials is finished, it'll be like 3 years from now, quite easily. It'll be up to the hundreds of millions of dollars of legal expenses. And the one thing is, he had to be bailed in Georgia because he claims to have $10 billion. I might say, okay, we'll have $5 billion as bail to make sure you won't run away. Other people would demand a huge amount of their wealth to make sure they don't run away. Trump, who's got connections, who's got jets, who's got all sorts of means of trying to run away. And they might find that he doesn't have half as much money as he pretended as he did. Okay, so thank you so much for watching my channel. I very much look forward to seeing Trump in an orange jumpsuit. He may well die of a heart attack or stroke before then, or may be denied justice. But, you know, if he's acquitted, would that give a huge fillip to him at the polls? He'll probably be acquitted of some of the charges. It's pretty unlikely to think he'd be convicted of all of them. And this even might be prosecutorial strategy to charge him with so many things that anyone with any sense would actually cut a deal and plead guilty to minor ones in return for the major ones being dropped and serve just a few years in prison rather than be there for decades. Obviously, he's not going to live decades. It would be a miracle if he's still alive in 10 years. Right. Thank you. Goodbye.